All right, so I don't know. Dave will be along or he won't, whatever. So Wendy sent out that capital funds page that I sent everybody, so I just mentioned that. I'm not sure that that is even correct yet, so I'm working with her. I'm pulling all the old records, the old capital fund accounts. I'm going to pull the minutes for the transfers into the funds and try to figure out if she actually did that. So that's going to probably take me a couple more weeks to get that together, but that doesn't really affect our budgeting.
No, it won't affect the budget.
So, but I will get that straightened out and make sure that it's brought up to date and correct and accurate.
I don't know.
When I look at this thing, Bob, I'm saying, you know, there's a lot of years involved in here.
Yeah,
where they've taken a surplus and stuck them into things and so forth.
Well, every year we budget. If you'll notice in the budget, there's capital fund line items, and though at the last day of the year, if we haven't spent that money gets transferred into these funds.
Right.
Because that's what it was budgeted for.
But now what the auditor is saying, I think rightfully so, is you guys got to have a plan to spend this stuff. You're going to put the money in there. That's tax money, your money and my money, and it should be spent on something.
We have some plans for that. I mean, you know, we talked about that.
The auditor made clear, though, he's talking about the stuff that's not allocated anywhere. He's not talking about this money. He's talking because this money does have a purpose. It's got these.
Yeah, I know it has a purpose. And there's nothing wrong with that.
But the purpose ought
to be solved. Okay. I mean, how long has it been sitting there?
But the money that you identified early on.
Yeah.
Kudos to you for identifying it. Was money that nobody knew about. It wasn't this money. It was money that was sitting there.
Yeah.
That it was like, hey, where did that even come from? And that's the money that they want us to make sure that we have a much better understanding of what it is and how it's going to be.
And that's when I first got elected a month after, when I saw that report that said $1,000,001. I said, hey, look, you know, where's this come? You know, why are we holding all this stuff? So, well, anyway, you guys got a lot of things you're going to work on.
Yeah. So I mean, the plan, as we talked about last month, I mean, you know, just our last week, you know, kind of get the water fund out of the way, because there really wasn't a lot of change in the water fund. So, but we're burning like almost $19,000 over the next 7 years to a year to reduce that overage in the water fund. So that takes care of the fund balance. It'll bring it down to about $200,000. And I'm going to start working on a fund balance policy, obviously.
Yeah, well, you need a couple of hundred grand, like you said before, in the water fund.
Correct.
You got to have that there, you know, even if you don't use it.
Right.
But, I mean, I can, like, we're paying $186 every, twice a year right now to go on this thing. Some of that cash could be used.
Well, that's going to be reduced. It will be reduced. That the bond payment is going to be reduced starting in October. If this budget is adopted in its present form, the bond payment for October's bill will be reduced from $70 to $50. So it'll be reduced by $20. So that's $40 less annually.
Okay.
So it'll be back to about $160. You know, before we had all the stuff on Route 20 breaking and flying around.
Well, you got hit with.
Yeah. So then we'll be over that. We'll be back to where we were at that point. There will be. There's 7 years left on the bond for the water tank. So both of those bonds are going to expire at the same time. One will expire in June, and one will expire in December.
What's the gross amount right now at Stony Brook, you know?
For the two?
Yeah.
I have it here.
Oh, just a ballpark.
Yeah, I don't know a ballpark. It's 7 years, and I can tell you, I can calculate a ballpark for you here. Let me see here. So we spend about... let's see, $81,000 a year, and we have 7 years left. So it's about $500,000.
Right? Yeah, okay.
About that.
And that's primarily for the tank, isn't it? Most of it's
for the tank, but there's Route 20 also. There's some left on. We took a $300,000 bond on Route 20, And I think when we refinanced, the other bond, it was like $550,000 left.
Okay.
So that's the plan for the water fund. You can see there's the only so I show that change in fund balance in the revenue side. You see fund balance $18,945. So that is going to be the $20 twice a year that we're going to burn up using fund balance.
Okay.
Reducing that amount of money.
Good start.
Okay, so that's where that is. So then we're into going into the general fund. I updated, you know, the items that we spoke about last month.
Can we just revisit the water before you go?
Oh, yeah.
We know we got to...
That's right, you weren't here, so...
Yeah, got to repair the tank. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Clean it and repair it in the summer. I got enough money in that line.
Well, right, yeah, I mean, that's a standard maintenance item, so we should be able to cover it in the regular budget.
Okay, and then Jay's wish list for the generator and that electric pump.
Mm-hmm.
Were we able to purchase any of that in this year's budget?
Well, we can look at that at the meeting in April when we get the budget treasurer's report in April,
which
will be through the end of May or through the end of March. So then we'll just have the 2 months left. We can see what's left in there at that point.
Right, now would that be shared from DPW to M Water or just
depends on the generator.
Generator, the reason...
So what would the DPW use the generator for?
For lighting, possibly, or... I know they're going to... Jay said that the hall doesn't have a generator, and they could use it to run lights in the hall, too, or something.
Yeah.
I'm just curious if it's going to come out of my fund.
Well, I think we can... You know, whoever is doing the streets can talk to you about that and see what kind of use we're going to have out of it. I don't really see a use on the street end of it.
Yeah.
Because I know if they do work at night, they usually they get the, you know, those towers. They come with a generator and a light bar.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I see the primary use I see for that generator is to run the sump pump.
Right.
So.
Yeah, the electric.
But I think there should be enough money in there to cover that.
And also to share the expense for the new tires for dump truck?
They would share the expense for the tires,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Any repairs or maintenance on the equipment would be shared.
Okay. That's all.
That it?
I have a question for you.
Yep.
There's a line that we call purification personal service.
Yep.
That never gets money actually taken out of it?
Yeah, I don't understand it. I mean, it's, you know, that's a Wendy thing. You know, and I may revamp this for next year and start to combine some of these personal service things like the water department. You know, why do we have all these lines for personal service for Jay and Pete? I mean, you know, one line should do it.
8330, was that for schools that had to go to?
8330?
Yeah, purification personal services.
I don't think it's necessarily for that. I just think it's for, you know, it's the chlorine systems, rebuilding the pumps and all that. But, you know, Jay and Pete don't keep track of their time that way.
They
don't break it down to that extent. You know, I think that, you know, in the future, I'll probably combine that stuff so that, you know, transmission... let's see here. So transmission and purification, probably those are the two line items that Pete would cover, Pete and Jay. So those two probably could be combined. We separate the clerk and the deputy clerk and the treasurer all because of the different rates, so it makes it easier to calculate, but...
I think that line's been there for... I've been here 12 years. I think it's the same. Been in there for 12 years.
I was just wondering, because sometimes... I mean, in only 1 year of the last for, has any money ever been charged to that line? I was just wondering.
I think that is when we sent.
Sent the school?
No, the when we sent the school and quit come up later.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Jamie?
If you'll notice that month, that year also, okay, and that's the 2014-15 year?
That was the year we did.
You ran out of money in the transmission distribution line, too.
Yeah.
So you ran out of money there, rolled over into the next one.
Pulled that one out, yeah.
That's what it looks like to me, because the following year they only spent 27 of the 43, and then the next year they ran right up, you know, almost to it, but they still had a couple $1,000 left. But, you know.
Yeah.
And this year it looks like we're going to run up right up there pretty close too.
And the overbalance goes into, is that what goes into the capital funds?
No, not necessarily. It could just go into fund balance. It could be appropriated to capital funds. But the only thing that would go into the capital funds would be at $99.50 under miscellaneous. Transfer to capital fund, you know, or
there's a 8336.
8336, water district water rents capital fund. So there's $10,000 that goes in there. Usually gets split up between the three. There's three capital funds for the water department. There's the pumps, the pump house, the tank, and transmissions. Usually get split up there, and if there's any extra, that we could certainly put it in there, or it could go to fund balance. It's, you know, whatever. It's a board decision.
All right. And we talked about at the last board meeting hiring somebody for grants. You said we're going to put something out. Is there money in the budget here for that?
Well, there is money in the budget for the grant person. Yes.
Where would that be under?
It's in the general fund.
So it's not in any of these line items?
It's not in for water because we've looked at several grants for water and found that we don't qualify for it.
Right,
the median income in the village is too high, and even, you know, which is why we ended up going the route to going to Senator Marchione to get the money from her, because we couldn't qualify for the rural water grants.
Is there money in there to hire somebody to do stuff for the Main Street grant?
There is in the general fund.
In the general fund. What line item would that be?
Are we done in water?
I'm done.
Yeah, I'm not going to worry. Thank you.
So in the general fund, we had the, let me see where it is.
I know we put it under deputy clerk last year, and we never spent that money. We allocated $7,000 last year for that.
No, we didn't put it under deputy clerk.
It didn't go
under.
Put
it under. Let me see.
Isn't it under the economic opportunity?
Yeah, something. Yeah, I was looking for something with that.
$69.89. There's $10,000 there.
$69.89?
Third page.
Is that what we want to use that fund for?
We had five.
We put another five in there, so we have
ten. Alright, so now we have $10,000.
Is that what we want to use that for? For that staff person?
Well, that's for granting. Well, again, staff person, professional services, we'll see what we need. We'll have to figure out what we need.
Having the budget somewhere though, or
it's in there. It's $10,000.
Okay, so we'll be under that one.
Can we go to revenues since we have a chance to do that?
So revenues. So the tax rate's exactly the same, 323,691. Budgeted again, 874 for pilots. them. I couldn't find the paperwork on that, but it usually only changes by $20 to $30 a year.
It goes up a little bit here.
So it isn't much.
No,
but,
well, it's only the routes.
Yeah.
That's the pilot.
You know, I mean, since 2015, it was $842, yeah. And, you know, we're up to $874. So it's only changed $30 in 3 years, so.
It's almost up, too.
Yep, and 25, yeah, they had 25-year thing, so I think they got...
A couple more years.
Like, I think they got 5 years left. So, interest and penalties. I looked at, we had a lot of interest and penalties this year. But except for that, except for 20, or no, we got a lot of, in, yeah, this year. Except for 2017, it's been running anywhere from 4,000 to 6,000. So I left it at 42 there.
Yeah.
Same on the refuse, just left that there. It seems to be a reasonable number. You know, I kind of just followed through. I didn't make many changes in here because they look, you know, they look like they were fairly accurate. Some things are, you know, I don't know. Some years you don't get anything. Some years you get a few bucks, but
the sales tax from the county, the 1120. So I read the report that Jimeno put out right before he left. So it would have been when they were doing their budgets this year for the county, and they are showing revenues up for the past 5 years. So we've been averaging about $70,000 a year for the last 5 years. We only got budgeted 65. So it seems like that might be a little low estimate on the revenue.
It could be. I mean, we got 77 and 15, we got 59 and 16, we got 72 and 17. So far, we got 59 this year, but I don't know if we're going to get another payment before the end of the year either.
We should get one more. Hey, do you have another copy of the what we sent out today?
This?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I threw some down there.
Okay,
Randy's again. Oh, okay.
1120, Randy.
All right, thanks. So this is the updated one.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Since you're the only one here, the only one without one.
I just got a little left out.
So, I mean, we could raise that, you know, but... I mean, it's a fluctuating number.
Yeah.
I'd rather not be on the high end. I'd rather be in the middle than on the high end or the low end.
Well, over the last 5 years, we averaged 69,863.
All right. So I think we're pretty accurate.
Guy, I have a question under police personal services.
We're doing revenue. We're doing revenue.
You're doing revenue.
Okay. Yeah, let's get through this. Any other questions on revenue?
The other question I had, and this may just be a way that it's shown here, line 3005, which is the state aid, the mortgage tax we get.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't have anything recorded since 2014-15. But, and yet every year we budget 9,000, but we haven't gotten anything. Well, I mean, I don't know if we haven't gotten anything.
Yeah, you know, I know we should get mortgage tax.
Right. I mean, houses in the county have sold.
Yeah. I just think that's an accounting problem.
Right. Well, you know, it just makes it difficult to say, is 9,000 the right number?
It does.
Because there's been the recovery in the housing market. So,
in
the village. I mean, how many houses have sold in the village?
But that would be, would come from, let's see, right? Then into Wendy would be.
Well, I don't know who.
A year we get paid mortgage tax? Or?
Well,
no, it gets paid on sales when people come in.
Right,
on a sale. There's a tax
sales last year, so.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Shows that
Right, but it's not just our, it's not just here. It's distributed throughout the whole
town. Right,
so from all break it up.
Yeah.
Right.
We get like a percentage.
So we get a piece of it, yeah. Okay. Based on our population, so.
So in the mortgage tax, on the AUD, in 2013, it was we took in $9,369, in 2014, $10,631, in 2015, $7,228, okay. Nothing in 2016, and in 2017, $9,110. So
you're in the ballpark.
I'm not sure why it's not showing up in our budget, because it's showing up on the reports that Wendy sends into to the state.
Okay. Well, it sounds like 9,000.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, so it's not wrong.
There's the numbers right there.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it's just hard to.
You know, because I did do judge. When I did when I did some of these, I kind of compared this to ours. And
are you looking at the same thing we are?
No,
you're going back and forth.
I'm going back and forth.
Okay.
I pulled down all of the village reports to the controller's office off the website.
Oh, okay.
So we'll keep it at 9,000?
Yeah, I would say. You know, and I think we need to be a little more, we need to get a better accounting of the way these things are broken down. Because, I mean, that's a line item in the report of the AUD, so I don't see why it's not reflected
right in
the treasurer's.
When you say AUD, what's that stand for?
That's the annual something,
okay.
An annual report.
All right, so
it's an annual report that we submit to the state.
Okay.
With our finances.
Yeah, I mean, it's called an AUD, that's all I know.
So, and we submit that to county or
state controller's office. You can get these on the state controller's website. You know, if you set up an account, get a login and password, you can look at all this stuff. It's all there.
The only other one I had a question about is I've already asked this year, some point earlier, was the unclassified revenues for this year, where they came from, considering it was $6,500.
Maybe they came from mortgage tax.
Maybe. that's a problem. You know?
Yeah, I know. I don't have an answer for that. Yeah.
Not that you can bank on unclassified revenues,
right.
But it's good to know where they come from.
They might have been, they might have been, we had some insurance things too, didn't we, that we collected on?
Right, but those are
that's insurance recoveries, $450. We collected more than $450, right? Or
$807.
I don't know.
Are we getting more chips this year?
Well, the chips thing was that, yeah, so we didn't spend last year's chips.
So that's why it's that high.
So okay. This is what we have available, and if you'll look down into revenue, there's a corresponding amount on 5680.4 of the same number. So,
okay.
You know, so it's a wash in the budget. It has no effect on the budget. We only spend it we only get it if we spend it. So.
Right.
So is that with revenues?
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're on to expenditures, general fund. Phil, you had a question.
I had a question for Guy, yeah. The we actually spent year-end 2017, $82,750, and we've got $92,150 budgeted for this coming year. Now, does that mean increased hours or increased hourly pay or...
No, so what is in the budget is...
What line item are you talking about?
3120.1.
Yeah.
In the personal service budget, it includes every hour of patrol, plus every hour that they are here in court, every hour that they're doing other activities that may not be patrol. Right, so it tries to account for all of those. And it also accounts for things like If it's 11 o'clock and they get a DUI and it takes them 3 hours to get out of here, well, guess what?
They
got to get paid for it. So you can't just budget for 72 hours and that's all you're budgeting, all week, and that's it. So it accounts for those sorts of things. Some years you have more of it, some years you have less of it. So that's the tries to account for that so we don't run out of money in March.
Yeah. Well, and the other question I had was the use of two officers on a weekend year-round. And that, I mean, I have to tell you, when I see two patrol cars on a Saturday afternoon sitting side by side up here, and people come to me and say, what in the hell are you guys doing? You know, I personally think you ought to take some of that hours, or at least one half of it, and allocate it to bringing on somebody in the morning a couple of days a week here while the girls are working, and cover them from, let's say, from 8 until noontime a couple of days a week, and then rotate the days. I think it would make the two ladies here a lot happier, and I think during the summer months when the kids are out, those guys could ride a bike around town or get to know the kids or something. It's just having two on a weekend during the wintertime makes no sense to me. Now, when the racetrack opens up out there, if you need two guys on from, let's say, 3 in the afternoon when they start getting out there on through 11, okay. But I think you're wasting money to do it during the wintertime, fall and winter, and spring, for that matter. So that's my opinion. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to have any say in this thing, so.
Well, that would just be an hour change. It wouldn't be a money change.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things I did last in response to the requests, now growing requests for daytime patrols, is I put together some estimates of the cost of that different times of year.
Yeah, I saw that. I
saw some of those. And you know, if you did it strategically at times when, like you said, the kids are around more in the summer, you can get away with that for a very small increase in what we already have.
Two daytime, 6 hour shifts, you're looking at an annual cost of $3,300. I don't think that's unreasonable. Right. But part of that would come out of the two that you have on during the wintertime.
Well, I would say that you still want to have the same service. It's not like anyone's asked. You know, I'm happy that people might talk to you about it, but, you know.
Are they saying to you it's a good idea?
They haven't told me. They haven't said that they don't want those people on the weekends.
Oh.
So
I guess we're talking to different people.
Well, I can tell you that I just talked to pretty close to 600-700 people over the past couple of months,
mm-hmm.
and I heard a handful make comments to of anything negative against the police. Now, hey, you know, people know that I'm, you know, not going to. I support the police presence here, so it's not like I'm going to have everyone come to me and say, oh, you know, negative, negative, negative. Of course not. But I didn't hear an overabundance of that. And I hear it. The only people I really hear it from are folks like, you know, Dave, who in the past has been very negative against police, although lately has been less negative.
One other thing, and this concerns the police dog. You guys are all aware of this fentanyl problem coming along with the heroin. And we have a drug-sniffing dog. If he gets into a bunch of this stuff and gets sick and dies, who's responsible?
That dog is owned by Officer Bunny.
We are responsible for the vet costs according to the written agreement. I read it tonight. I've got it right in the file. We are responsible on a line of duty, death or injury. Village is responsible for debt. Now, the money that we pay him, he buys food with it and he does general maintenance with it. And if he has to take it to the vet for a checkup, okay, that's part of the $186. But if he's injured in the line of duty, we pay for it.
And we would with any employee of the village.
Now he's an employee. He's a drug-sniffing dog. In the last 11 months when we started keeping track of what he does, he's been used 10 times, okay? That's a pretty expensive employee. Now, one other question. Is he, when Bunny comes on duty, is he with him at all times? He is, okay. Well,
yeah, Bunny's the only person who handles.
Yeah, exactly. He has to be the only one.
Right. $2,200 a year, Bill. A year. Less than $200 a month. So how can you say that's an expensive employee? Who are you going to hire for $200 a month?
Well, based on the number of hours that he works, he sits around in the car and he's made 10 calls. They used him 10 calls. Now, whether they found any drugs, I don't know. Right. I think it's a village this size, in my opinion, does not need.
Let's find out the phone number of the guy they found on the Grafton. And call
him. Oh, yeah, sure.
So is that worth a life? $2,200 worth of life?
That's not the point. The point
is
the
dog.
Yes,
it is the
point.
No. You're wrong, Bill. You're wrong.
The dog could have been with the deputy and done the same thing.
Enough of this. Enough. This is off budget. We're off the budget.
Okay.
There's a $2,200 line item for the police dog. So that's what's in there. You want to argue about $2,200? If you think it should be $1,000, you can argue that.
Well,
but you're not going to argue the use or the schedule, because the commissioner and the officer in charge take care of that.
I hope the dog does not get hurt on the job.
We hope nobody, the employee of the village.
I'm talking about the dog. I'm talking about the dog. Not you or anybody else. I'm talking about the dog.
Okay. We hope he doesn't get hurt either.
Okay, but it's something to consider.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's anything else in the budget?
No, I don't have anything else.
But in the police budget, though, there is an error. So there's two errors, actually. So 3120.11, the DWI grant,
mm-hmm.
This year we just signed it, it's $3,500.
Oh, nice.
35,
yeah. And the one below that, the PTS grant, is $1,775. I think you just added them together in that line. So it's $3,500 and $1,775.
Okay, so it's $3,500 for that one.
So instead of $5,275 and $1,775?
Yeah.
One, which one is that?
3120.11.
But it ends up with the same number, right?
Yeah. End up with the same. But okay.
So the bottom line.
I want to make the changes. So.
Yeah.
So $3,500.
Okay. It's this one.
Mm-hmm. This number 2,000.
$3,500.
All right. And 5,275 is 1775.
Thanks.
So it did change. It was because, it's less than what was there.
I think he added the two for this year and put them in one and just kept the one from last year. I think that's what happened.
All right, but I think that's an in and out thing also.
Yeah.
As in somewhere. Yeah, up here above the public safety. I got to change this one too. So the first one was 1775. I got that. And then the other was
3500. Yep.
All right, so that should bring it back to neutral. And it's still different by $300. Close enough. Anything else in the expenditures?
I just want to update Randy on the changes. The three changes that I noted were the 2% raise for all employees.
Yeah, I know about that already. All right,
let me give you a call.
Well, most of them. In the safety inspections,
yep.
for code enforcement, we went up to $25,000, which is
3620.1. What was it?
18.5.
Okay.
And then
is that with the understanding we're going to hire somebody else?
Right. That's for
enticement to see what happens.
Both
there.
For code enforcement and building inspector now.
Going to be two different
people.
And which ones for building?
Both of them are coming out of that one line.
Oh, okay.
So that means whoever's building's going to go down then, right? As far as the, what they're getting paid for building?
Well, you and I, we'll have to work
figure
that
it out.
Yeah.
See what we can do with 25,000 with two employees.
What's the third one?
And the third one was 1210. Mayor capital expenses went up from 500 to 3,000. And what was that for again, Bob?
For education conference, and I put some money in so that I'd have money to get opinions if I needed to pay for an opinion, like I did
legal
this year,
opinion.
Legal opinion.
Oh. And that's the three. That was it, I think, right?
Yeah, that was it.
Did you say during this meeting we can call an executive session, or we can't?
We can. We can call an executive session in this meeting. Yes, it's a publicized meeting.
I got a question about the attorney fees. And
the
attorney,
right?
I don't know if you want to discuss that now or next April.
Yeah, and we could either way. I don't care. I mean, I think I know where you're going with it. I think everybody sitting around this table knows where we're going with that.
Right, but we got to call an executive session.
We do need to discuss it. Yes.
Do you want to do that after the annual meeting, or do you want to do it now?
Let's do it after the annual meeting.
Okay. At the first
during.
Yeah, well, during
April 11th meeting. I won't be here.
Oh, you won't be here for the April
2nd? No,
I'll
be in New York City.
All right, we'll do it at the 11th meeting then.
Because we also have the budget vote that night too, right?
Right.
Okay. I'm just...
For the next meeting, you won't be here?
For the annual meeting.
Oh, okay. But
I'll be away in New York City for Easter, so... I might be back, I'm not sure.
Well, that's all right. That's just
actually, I'm going to be away for Easter too.
That's only for appointments.
As long as we have three people.
We got to have three people, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be here, right? You're getting sworn in that night, right?
What day?
April 2nd.
I'll be here.
Right? He gets sworn in, right?
Yep.
So, that's for you.
I'll be here.
That's three.
That's three.
All right. Good.
You're off the hook.
Thanks.
So we'll do that the 11th.
Okay.
You think everybody, like you said, everybody knows where we're going?
Yeah, we know what you're talking about.
But that $17,000 for the attorney is this straight fee he gets charged with?
No. His fee is it's about $11,500. Is what we pay him on retainer. The extra money that's in there is in case we have to do any litigation, because his retainer does not cover litigation. It only covers advice and counsel.
So 1420, which is 17,000, is above and beyond?
That's not above and beyond. It's all inclusive.
Oh, it's all inclusive. Oh, that's
right.
The whole
So you got 17, okay. Whatever it is, I don't
right.
know.
Okay.
17,500, it's 11,500 we send him every month. You know, then there's another $6,000 if we have to go do any litigation work on an hourly rate.
We send him $11,500 every month.
No.
Oh, I thought you were saying
No, it's 900 and change. Not quite. It's not $1,000.
Okay. So that's a combined total.
$958.33
per month we send him. Yeah. And, you know, that gets you to about $11,500. And then there's the balance is there if we have any litigation work that needs to be handled. So, like, you know, the stuff we're doing with the ZBA now would come out of that extra part. So. Anything else on there?
Seems to be that. As long as we got the money, you know, to move on forward on grants, that's fine.
Yes, we do.
Can
okay.
You,
we're good to go.
Jay, want to read a hand it to you and get your opinion on it? Or through rural water. What they do is electronic mapping. $19.99 a month.
That's dirt cheap.
And they used the phone and they mapped the system by GPS. And it's, you know, I read through it, but he wanted to know if that was something we'd be interested in.
Does he have a smartphone or a flip phone?
He's got a smartphone.
Okay. But I couldn't remember if we got a flip phone or not.
I guess it would come with your training, but I think it's a little water, but I don't know if you're...
Now, let me read through it. We can take a look at it.
But it's not that. It's $20 a month, and sometimes 12 is what, another... I'm sure I got somewhere in my money.
Yeah.
Please will let me see.
Is there a charge, an upfront charge for load up or anything?
He didn't say so, but I can check with him tomorrow.
You going to talk to Jay tomorrow?
I can talk to him any day.
Tell him to empty the frickin' box over at the post office. We had a battery box. I'm getting phone calls about a battery box.
Bathroom got fixed.
Huh?
I told him to put out the phone about the bathroom, but the bathroom trap got fixed.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so the battery box?
Yeah, battery box at the post office is dripping onto the ground.
And the only other comment is I texted you the other night and you thought I was another person, but did we ever discuss what we're going to do with the pond?
Well, I looked at I have the name of a guy that can treat it.
Legally?
I don't know. I got to talk to him. You know, and I didn't talk to him last year. And I don't know. I don't have a good feel for what to do with that. I know years ago Tony and Jay just mucked it out. But Jay's not going to muck it out. And I don't, you know, we can't really bring in a clam because you got all the wires in the front.
Well, it's already growing.
Is it?
It's growing already. So
as soon as the sun comes out.
Yeah. Mm. So we're going to have a celebration in village starting, you know.
The Boy Scouts.
The Boy Scouts doing Eagle. Are you doing the Eagle Scout project with the benches?
Probably. I don't know.
They'd be able to walk across the pond from one end to the other. If it's pretty, you know. I'm just saying. I mean.
All right. We'll have to look into seeing what it's going to cost. That's all.
Right. What would that pull under parks?
Well, we have. I mean, you know. Let's look at it. And like I said, you know, it's nice that we have extra money, and we're coming up with more projects than we got money to fund. So we have to prioritize the projects.
Right.
So, you know, so those are, we need to prioritize.
But we need also to get an answer if we can do anything or if we can't do anything.
Well, it's, you know, we need to reach out and find out how much it's going to cost. That's what needs to be done.
Would you reach out to DEC to see what you can do? Or?
No, I would not go to DEC. I would go to, I can talk to this person that I have a phone number for and then talk to them about it because they do treat ponds in the area. To keep the weeds down. We should also look at maybe get a price from a contractor, just a ballpark number, talk to Keller or somebody, say, hey, we'll take to scrape this thing out. How much? You know, I mean, we'd have to bid it and everything at the end of the day, but at least you get an idea of what it's going to cost.
I'm just saying, I mean...
You want to prevent it from growing, or...
Well, I mean, I mean, people enjoy fishing there, and you can't even see a fish anymore. Like, I don't even know if they're still alive. You know.
Mm.
And then your dad was there one time.
Yeah, fishing.
Ice fishing or something. Caught a big fish. Was it you there?
I wasn't there.
Tell me, but I mean, there was
a time. Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't even do that anymore. You know, I mean, some of the kids enjoy throwing a $1.99 pole from Walmart in there.
I think it's, you know, it's nice to have that opportunity.
At
the end of the day, here's my deal. Okay, I'm working, trying to get this project out to bid for the building. I'm working trying to get this project out of bid.
Give me a phone number and I'll call her.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. I just, you know, I'll get to it, but if you want to get to it faster, then I'll...
You give me a phone number and I'll make...
Pick up the reins, man.
You text me a phone number,
okay.
Email me the phone number.
I'll have to look through my emails, because Keith Schaefer's the one that gave me the guy's phone number. He's right over at Burden Lake.
Is it a cleaning thing, or is it more like...
Myers.
I don't know what his name is. I can't remember.
I already asked him to come over and take a look at it.
Uh-huh.
And he does the Burden Lake. He treats the lakes and all that.
So the treatment.
I can get a hold of him.
Yeah, he put this as a treatment guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Guy
that's what we want, right?
Well, I'm not sure if it's going to be, if it's appropriate for this situation, because there's flow through the pond. So you don't want to be spending money, you know,
have to retreat it every
month, you know? Because it could get expensive.
Talk to this guy and find out then, I guess.
You know, and...
See if it's the same number, I'll call Frank.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll look it up tomorrow. I'll look it up tomorrow.
I
got to go through my emails and find.
I'll handle it.
And find it, but it's in there somewhere because I don't get rid of any.
I'll take care of it. Just text it to me or email it to me or whatever.
So.
Okay. That's all.
Anything else?
Well, can we talk about this balance sheet thing? I got.
You mean the capital funds?
Yeah, the capital funds. Are these interest-bearing?
Yes, they are interest-bearing.
Both of them?
I believe they are, yes.
Okay.
Well, they're not both of them. Those are not both two things.
Okay, one is
it's one thing.
Capital, and the other one is equities. So.
One is what's actually in the funds, and one is what's supposed to be in the funds. But I don't think that's right. Because she, you know, she come back and I says, you haven't got any money. You haven't moved money in this thing in years. We send you things to put money in or take money out. You didn't do it. Oh, well, you know, you have to go to KeyBank to do that. I'm like, well, she says, but I have a report that's got due to and due from. So that's good.
Well,
doesn't help me.
Well, I see something on here on the cash account under buildings is $87,000. And under the equity fund, there's another $86,000.
Well, they wash.
Building fund is, they wash?
Ain't gonna,
the building fund.
Unless you want
to.
No,
I don't know.
No. We don't want
to. The building's not. I don't know. I didn't really pay much attention to that because I got to sit down and talk to her about it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not really prepared.
So, in other words,
this is what I started with.
Yeah,
is
the
that,
whole one is supposed to be what's in there. Okay.
So, what I started with was. I got that thing. I shared it with you. I'm not sure that it's right. It doesn't really affect budgeting, but I'm going to, over the next few weeks, I'm going to get that straightened out.
Okay.
So that's where I started from.
Okay.
And, you know, I haven't moved from there yet.
It's got seven more years.
So, everybody good?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Thing is,
are you willing to entertain other suggestions? I have like 50.
50?
That would take... If I emailed them to everyone so that everyone can.
Yes.
Do you mind? You can.
Because one of the things that, and the reason why I say this, I think it's important, one of the things I learned by walking around the village a lot in the last couple of months is that the roads are in horrible shape all over. I mean, not just the potholes, but there's, you know, like I said, Tremont is really looking bad now. And it gets beat up a little bit more because the water runs over it a lot. But I think we're probably going to exceed what we, you know, we're going to have more road to fix than we can afford to fix with the CHIPS money, and, you know, we don't want to necessarily spend all the CHIPS money because there'll be less next year to spend. So I think we got to think about trying to free up some money to put into the 5110.4, you know, the streets.
Well, it would have to come out of, you know, it's another fund balance thing.
Well, no, maybe, but I'm thinking that even with, you know, existing dollars, this year's budget.
So
if we move some things around. There's a lot of them. That's the thing. It'd be hard for me to say, hey, it's, you know, it's this line, that line, that line, that line.
Right. But if why don't you send it out? And if it's pertaining to this year's budget, then
well, the one we're going to vote on, not this year's. The one we're going to vote on for June.
Just by 18, moving 19. Money, not adding money.
Yeah, I don't want to add any money. Keeping that $323,600, whatever the tax levy is, keeping it the same, but making some assumptions in the revenue side that I I think are warranted.
And what do we have to do to use this money for that type of
public
stuff?
Public hearing.
Public hearings. It has to be a hearing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because it's in the capital.
And it's got to be appropriate for that.
Yeah. For that particular category.
Yeah.
Right. So if we were doing streets, we'd have to use the streets.
Street improvement. Yeah. 31,000.
You couldn't move water money into the street.
No. Right.
You got to move.
Can't buy a police car with the water fund.
We can't even if it's voted on?
No.
So this is where it's got to go no matter what, because these are past budgets.
And they're not, keep in mind, they're not right. So, like, you know.
they're not right.
Well, there should be more.
Oh, okay.
No, there should be. You know, and Guy brought it up, and I think he's right. I think that, for a period of time, I'm not sure what, for a period of time, we've authorized these transfers into these capital funds at the last meeting of the year, the closeout meeting, and they've never been transferred.
So we have to get Wendy to do that?
Oh, yeah. But first we have to identify. So that means I have to go back and look and see. And this is what I have to work with. I have to go back and look and see, were there any changes in the capital funds over this period of time? Then I have to go back and I have to get the resolutions that authorized the distributions into each of the capital funds over that period of time.
So where would that money be sitting, though?
It's just sitting in the bank account.
Somewhere in a council?
It's still there. But right now it's being listed as part of fund balance. But it might not be part of fund balance. It might actually be part of capital fund.
So it should be broken out. Yeah.
So we first thing, before we start spending, this was one of the things I want to do, is before we start spending this money,
if money
is appropriated to capital funds, I want to make sure it gets in there. And it's accounted for, and we all know it's in there, and we know what it's for. Then we can look at our fund balance in a more realistic sense. Okay,
so then,
like I say, we got to set priorities of, what do we want to do? There's a lot of things on the table here about what we want to do.
So if anything, this could be going up.
Rather. Correct.
Okay, good. That's not a bad thing.
But, it's going to take me a few weeks to get
this
done. Because, like I said, it's not a budget issue, but before,
you're going to have to go through old...
I got to go through stuff.
Meetings and all.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
Bob, is it Wendy's responsibility to check on this stuff on the funds each year, and she does a bank reconciliation
She does the bank reconciliation, yeah. So all the funds are there. They're accounted for, but they might not be accounted for correctly.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So we have, we give her the resolutions. I know she got it because, Missy... I would get copies of the emails that she sends to Wendy that says, here's the resolutions that were approved, here's a copy of the minutes. And I've sent her stuff that says, hey, we approved last night to move this into this capital fund or spend this, especially like with the stuff that Guy spent when we bought the body cameras and stuff. I sent her a specific email saying, you got to close out this account and you're going to take everything, but I think we left $1,800 in the drug account because we might have to give that to some other municipality or something because of the shared thing. And I specifically sent her an email about that said that money was approved, here's the resolution, you need to move that out of there.
But it's
still there.
$1,800 in a drug money account.
Are you not happy with her? Or is it something we talk to in the meeting as well? Or because you deal with her more than any of us.
Yeah.
I don't really deal with Wendy, so I don't know. I don't know if you deal with her at all.
I think that, initially it was she's the treasurer and she knows how to do this. And Missy don't want to do this. And so there. And she's well paid for what she does.
But you're figuring out that there's issues.
Well, but there are issues.
Well, we found out from the report that, a lot of it was opened our eyes from Angel in the report.
Right. So when I took over this job, when I took over as mayor, I went to these accounting schools so I would learn how to do this, some of the stuff. But you don't learn everything in these, three-day schools. But I had a little bit more of it. So I'm going on it. But I knew we had fund balance to deal with. And I specifically asked Wendy, doing my budgets, how much fund balance do we have for next year's budget to work with? And she always told me, use $100,000. That was the answer. Use 100,000. Well, how much extra's in the water? Oh, nothing in the water. Don't use anything in the water. Right? Well, far from the truth.
Well, that's not good.
No. So.
Something to talk about.
So it's, but it is a conversation as I get more involved in this and get more attuned to what the way things are, that I can have this conversation now and feel a little more confident.
Right, because you know what's going on more.
Well, and you know, we all talked to Angel, right? I mean, everyone had
when he was a little bit
of conversation. He opened my eyes to a bunch of things too. So I'm glad that we eventually finally got this audit that we had asked for 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad it finally happened. So that
that's the best thing that's happened to this village in a long time.
So that we could see what what's going on, because we don't see the bank accounts. I mean, I don't see a bank.
Yeah, but maybe you should. Maybe you should. Guys.
Well, I look at them though. I do look at them.
But so
that's part of my thing. I sign off on them every month. You'll see my initials on the bottom corner of every one of them.
Right. So money's not going to go missing. But it also doesn't get necessarily appropriately
registered
used
properly, right?
In that kind of situation. So I think this is a good thing. The report we got was very helpful, and I hope we'll learn from it.
It only sounds like
Cars
already, you know.
Can you clarify something for me?
Sure, if I can. I don't know. Okay. Ask away. Put it on the table. We will look at it.
Last year, for us to use our assessment for our budget.
Correct.
Okay. Next year, the county's using the tax roll from the town.
Correct.
Which means, for instance, for just throwing it out there, if my assessment, my house was $150,000, and the town rolls is $100,000, the village is now has to make up that difference because they're using the town.
No. That's not, and so that's the relationship between the assessment and the tax rate. So the tax rate's going to change. So overall, this year,
it's about $7, $8 million lower than.
Yeah, so the village was assessed, the village assessment is $64,082,000 this year. Okay, that's what the taxable assessment in the village is. So in the town, okay, it might be $56,000.
Right.
You know, okay. So all we would do is we would still look at the same amount of money and just divide it into the thing. So the tax rate's going to change.
Right. So, instead of paying $502,000, we might be paying.
You might be paying $7,000.
Yeah.
But in the scheme of things, it shouldn't be any difference in the dollars. Okay, so if you got a house that's worth $1,000, okay, and we're charging $10 per thousand, okay, you're going to pay $10, okay? Now, in the town, your house is worth, $700, okay? We still got to collect, that $10, right? So we're going to charge whatever $7 is into the $10, it's going to be a dollar and something per thousand.
So does that change equalization rates?
The equalization rates are different. The town's at 72.
And ours is
at 92 or something, 96, I think, or 94.
So do we have to reach?
We don't have to do that. The equalization rate for us don't mean anything.
I'm just saying. So next June, we're the last ones.
We're the last ones to use this.
So everybody in the village should expect a tax increase?
No. They should not expect. They should expect.
A change.
They should expect a assessment reduction.
Right.
A rate increase.
Right.
And a tax levy equal to last year.
Right.
Unless we raise taxes.
We still have to make our budget. Okay. Right. So regardless. Okay. People think that it's going to go like way up in the air.
The tax rate will.
Tax rate will, but they think that
they're going to be worth looking.
Maybe a little bit different because of the assessment.
It might be different from property to property.
Property.
Yeah. But if we decide next year that we're going to hold the line on what we collect in taxes and we're going to get exactly the same as last year, and we decide that we're going to take in this, 3,000 or 300 and whatever thousand it was,
more per thousand that
we're just going to take that number into the tax rate and come up with a cents per thousand or dollars per thousand, right. And whatever it is, it is. And the only difference in the dollars amount for each of the parcels would be if there's a discrepancy in full market value of the property as it's assessed in the village or in the town. Because that would reflect, you know, a difference beyond the mean of the assessment.
Okay. And the county's going to be sending letters out to people in the village.
Yes, I'm working with the county to get the letters out. It should be done by the end of the week, I was told. But
and you have to grieve now, or in May.
In May. You know, and we don't want to send, I'm not going to push them to send, I'd rather they would send them out like the third week in April, you know, when it's closer to grievance day,
right.
You know, then do it now. I mean, people are already, I got a call from Dave Fleming the other night. They're already calling the town.
Oh, are they?
Looking for, what's the letter going to say? And da, 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 he calls me. What the heck is going on? I'd explain the whole thing, though.
Just so everybody knows, the water report, annual water report was approved and was mailed out with your billing. So that's one less headache, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Today?
Yeah, it went out today, right?
Yep. Yours might be in the box.
Yeah, mine. It's in the box. It's only 5 pages this year.
Does that all go out for the same 49 cent stamp?
According to the clerk.
There you go.
They had a bill about it's like this. Yeah. So one man.
I don't know. Usually you get 5 pages in there and you're over an ounce.
Front and back.
She's working with this.
Looks like someone waited. This is required when over there.
All right, anything else? All right, I guess that's it.